High school can be a time of great discovery about yourself and others. It's a place to try new things and find your tribe, be it on the playing field, on the stage, in the classroom, or maybe behind the bleachers. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnett takes us back to school with a pair of novels about navigating complex teenage terrain. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. In Speech Team by Tim Murphy, four high school friends are reunited by the suicide of their classmate. Tip Murray, who gets the news via text, is deluged with memories of the boy who was his first crush. No Hollywood star, no Celtics or Patriots god, no muscled, Speedo-wearing deity of Provincetown or Fire Island will ever compare, because your first flush of desire, amid the tender years where there is no clear line between the treble notes of infatuation and the bass notes of brute lust, will always be the sharpest and the sweetest. That kind of clarity is missing in Tip's life now. He is 5 years sober, owns a home with his boyfriend in Providence, Rhode Island, and he's fairly sure he's happy, but this news unsettles him in a way he can't pinpoint. He reconnects with Nat, who was the hippie chick of their high school, and also tracks down Jennifer, the only black student, a buttoned-up overachiever, and Anthony, the other gay kid, now a successful fashion designer. All four were on the speech team, as was Pete Stroman, fearsome competitors in oral interpretation competitions around the state, and there are unresolved problems in Tip's friendship with each of them. In Pete's suicide note, he recalled a cruel comment made to him by their coach, Gary Gold. It turns out each of them nurses wounds dealt by their supposed mentor, who is now retired in Sarasota, Florida. Bankrolled by Anthony, the foursome decides to pay him a visit. But as in any novel worth its salt, little goes as planned. Murphy, a longtime HIV/AIDS journalist and author of beloved novels, including Christa Dora and Correspondence, again brings his finely tuned ability to portray subtle group dynamics to bear in this semi-autobiographical update of the Big Chill trope. This book can only be paired with Baltimore author James Magruder's 2009 debut novel, Sugarless, which is also about a high school kid discovering both his sexuality and his skills at dramatic interpretation, which in turn lead him to find his tribe, but also to a problematic older man, in this case, a coach at a rival school who becomes his lover. As we meet Rick, a 14-year-old sophomore in the suburbs of Chicagoland, his home life is not going well at all. His stepfather is just awful, and he's completely alienated from his mother now that she's gotten swept up in a fundamentalist Christian community. As Rick's success in the DI competitions build his confidence and lead to what looks to be a triumph at the statewide tournament in Peoria, storm clouds gather for an unexpectedly super dramatic climax. At once tender and satirical, wrote Richard McCann, Magruder illuminates the secret heart of every character, from the 16-year-old narrator who worships Broadway show tunes to the Christian girl who wears a live Peruvian cockroach pinned to her blouse. Publishers Weekly agreed, this fascinating 70s coming-of-age story captures the struggle of teenagers, straight and gay, of every generation.
The books are Speech Team by Tim Murphy and Sugarless by James Magruder. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.